It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
After a disappointing effort at Fortuna, the Del Norte High basketball team finds itself challenged tonight as the first place Arcata Tigers come to Tunin Gymnasium for a Big Five showdown with the Warriors in what promises to be an emotional start to the evening. Hi, I'm John Horner, and John Pritchett will be joining us for play-by-play, and JD is running things back at KPOD World Headquarters, and Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Iuchi Hamlet, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Well, like Mike Whalen Field, when the fog rolls in, there are nights that just feel special. And tonight, in Tunin Gymnasium, there's electricity running through this crowd as Del Norte fans, alumni, and students ascend upon the gym for a highly anticipated Big Five showdown against the Arcata Tigers. Warrior fans, buckle up your seatbelts because it's about to get crazy in here. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to Tunin Gymnasium, deep inside the heart of Del Norte High School, where just a few moments ago, the Warrior Junior Varsity team defeated the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 73-67. The Warriors were led by Aiden Rice and Michael Webster. They both had 20 points. And before that, earlier tonight, in freshman action, the Warriors defeated the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 50-38. The Warriors were led by Deacon Hank with 15 points. 2-0 to start the night. You couldn't ask for much better from Coach Rice and his junior varsity and freshman squad. 2-0 so far tonight against the Tigers. Last Friday, Delmar's varsity was pretty much dominated by Fortuna. 57-40 was the final, a game that left Coach Rice frustrated with his team's lack of intensity. From the very start, the Huskies seemed like the hungrier team, and that manifested itself specifically in the rebounding category. While Del Norte was limited almost exclusively to one shot per possession, Fortuna was getting seemingly an endless supply of offensive rebounds. This led to either a Husky basket or a Del Norte foul. There's recipes to winning on the road in the Big Five, and that includes four quarters of intensity, two halves of rebounds, and 32 minutes of team defense. Mix well and fold in a couple jump shots and voila, it's a winning recipe. The problem is, the Warriors missed a couple ingredients last Friday as they were dominated on the boards and lacked the energy it takes to win an HDN, especially on the road. Delnor did have the best game of the season from junior Merrick Kraft, who had a game-high 16 points and played hard throughout. But Delnor's two leading scorers, senior Ethan Thomas and Wyatt Robeson, were stymied on the offensive end, combining for just 15 points on the night. The loss dropped Delnor to 1-1 in Big Five play, 8-10 overall. Arcata comes into tonight's game on a roll, having won all three of its Big Five conference games by comfortable margin. After a strenuous non-conference schedule on Friday, the Tigers were spanking Eureka 65-36. Arcata has size, skill, and depth, led by Luke Moxon, who scored 20 points against the Loggers, and point guard Brandon Bento Jackson, who is equally dangerous passing the ball, and he is putting it in the hoop. This Arcata squad is really battle-tested with a highly competitive non-conference schedule, and the depth of play, they can go 9-10 guys in rotation, which is very impressive. As for Moxon and Bento Jackson, the kids are gamers. They love the challenge of going on the road and playing in front of hostile crowds. And I can tell you this, tonight is going to be one of those loud and charged up crowds. Talking to Coach Rice a little bit, he is emphatic that he needs Thomas to regain his groove. He had prior to the start of the conference play when he averaged 16 points a game. In the two Big Five conferences, he has been limited to 7.5 per game. Delnor has lost three in a row to the Tigers. After Delnor won four consecutive games in the rivalry, the vast majority of the recent contests have been close affairs, literally decided in the final 90 seconds. Well, let's take a quick look about 3 minutes before tip-off. Let's take a quick look at the Big Five standing. As mentioned, Arcata is in first place 3-0. Fortuna 2-2, which McKinleyville and Delnor at 1-1. Those two teams will make up a game that was postponed because of weather on Saturday afternoon, January 28th. Eureka trails the pack 0-3. Remember, the top three teams in the Big Five conference advance to the Humboldt-Delnor League Championship tournament. In other Big Five conference action tonight, Eureka makes the long, long road trip to McKinleyville for a 7:30 affair. With the Panthers, Fortuna is playing host to St. Bernard's of the Little Four Conference tonight. And on Friday, Delnor will be back at home again as the Warriors will play host to McKinleyville for a 7:30 p.m. non-conference battle. Listen live on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelnorSports.com. Well, we mentioned the start of the game, a certain emotional overtone to tonight's contest, as here in a couple of minutes, there'll be a dedication to Marion Lopez and Alice Rodas, which we lost this last year, and Mr. Pritchett's going to have a presentation out on the floor. About a minute and a half before tip-off, we're going to take a quick break in the action as they do the presentation. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnor Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next. And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year. And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to the pregame show here at Tune In Gymnasium. Big Five action about to tip off here. That brings us to the starting lineup brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features schedules and rebroadcasts of Warrior games. That's DelNorteSports.com. And for Arcata, 3-0 in conference play, 10-6 overall, coached by Kellen Maynard. Their starting five is going to be sophomore, number one, Dawson Valerga. Senior, number 10, Brandon Bento Jackson. Sophomore, number 21, Luke Boston. Junior, number 25, Kalani Huter. And number 34, Daquan Dunn, and he's a sophomore. Starting for Del Norte, 1-1 in conference play, 8-10 overall. They'll be starting Cooper Maxwell, number one, he's a senior. Number three, senior Brody Mapp. Number 10, junior Merrick Rabb. Number 22, senior Ethan Thomas. And number 23, senior Wyatt Robeson will be starting for the Del Norte Warriors. Again, it's a packed Tune In Gymnasium tonight. It's going to be rocking. Keys for the Warriors tonight is to apply the pressure early. Like I said in the pregame, the recipe for success in the Big Five is you got to play with some intensity. This emotional crowd right here after the Marion Lopez and Alice Rodas presentation, this place is fired up and ready to go. And now we will rise for the national anthem in front of a full Tune In Gymnasium.
No!
And that's right, Warrior fans. Tunin Gymnasium's rocking as we get ready for this Big Five battle. Mr. John Pritchett on the mic for the PA down there did a great job during the presentation. Sir, he'll share that with us sometime during the broadcast tonight. He'll be joining us for the play-by-play. Well, Del Norte in their home whites. Arcata Tigers in their away black uniforms. Del Norte coming into the contest 1-1 in league play. Arcata Tigers 3-0. Boy, John, it's one thing about when it comes to PA announcing, you're in front of the Tunin Gymnasium packed crowd. It's not too hard to get excited, is it?
Except I don't know where my book is.
Well, that could be big, John.
That's a problem.
I see it down there. I'll be right back.
Okay. Mad Dog, thank you so much for filling in as we have this special night tonight honoring Marian Lopez and Alice Rodas. Their families are here. We're getting ready to start things off. Warriors going right to left, and they win the tip. Warriors with the ball. Bring it around to Robeson. Off Maxwell's hands, and we'll go the other way. Benno Jackson pushing the pace. Long three-pointer by Benno Jackson hits the front rim. Rebounded by the Tigers. Benno Jackson will get it back. He'll kick it out. Drive, shot, up, no good, and rebounded by Thomas, who's playing on a gimpy ankle, but he's going to give it his best shot, and he's going to go as long as he can. With the ball is Merrick Crabb coming off his best game of the season last Friday against Fortuna. Maxwell to Thomas out high. Now to Robeson. Benno Jackson guarding him. Quick pass to Crabb. Takes it into the left side corner. Now drives baseline. Puts it up. Shot is blocked from behind by the Tigers. And we go the other direction. Minute into the game. No score so far. Drive inside. Easy basket. And that is Daquan Dunn.
Great ball movement by the Tigers that time down the floor. Caught the Warriors sleeping on the backside.
With the ball is Crabb. Tried to get it inside to Thomas. Dunn intercepted the pass. Robeson tries to steal it back. Instead, we'll go the other way. Into the corner, wide open three-pointer on its way and rattling it home.
Way too easy right there for Buter.
And it's 5-0 as Kalani Buter, who started the season on the bench, came in after an injury and has been one of Coach Kellen Maynard's best players. And a turnover by Del Norte as a 5-second count is called on Maxwell. Turnover by the Warriors. 5-0 our score.
Maxwell Deercon, the headline look. Buter guarding him, and I think he gives up about 5 inches in height.
Ryan Rigdon comes in for Maxwell. Sophomore in, came up midseason from the JV team and has seen extensive minutes, and he gets the steal from Dunn. Quick outlet pass, and he throws it away. Tried to hit Matt. Instead, we'll go the other way, and an easy basket for Buechner. He's got 5, and Del Norte is trailing 7-0. Less than 2 minutes into this, they're just over 2 minutes into the game.
Couple quick turnovers by the Warriors. You can't do that against a team that is explosive offensively.
Thomas with the ball near the top of the center. He gives it over to Crabb. Now to Robeson. He'll take the three. A little too strong. Tipped out. Robeson tracks it down, gets into the paint, puts it up, and he's fouled. We'll go to the line for a pair of free throws.
I like getting a look there, but Robeson kind of threw up the three. He definitely didn't catch it in rhythm, but a great job attacking the basket off the rebound.
Dustin Valeriga picks up the foul, first one of the game. Robeson, just a 61% free throw shooter. And he rattles that one in. Warriors break the schneid. Here's Weston Fitch. He'll come in. Mass will take a seat. Fitch has been giving Coach Chris Rice some really good minutes during the conference season. 6'5 senior as Robeson takes a second shot, and it drops through. And it's 7-2 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Benno Jackson will take an off-balance jumper and nail it.
He just floated through the air and just flick of the wrist right there. Pretty 15-footer.
9-2 our score. 5:20 to go here in the opening stanza. Rigdon gives it over to Crabb. Trying to get it inside to Thomas. He stops. Has the ball poked away, but Crabb tracks it down. Crabs now tries to drive, dribbling with the left hand, almost has it stolen. Gives it over to Rigdon now. He'll try to penetrate. The sophomore gets in the paint. Pump fake, puts it up, does not go. Battle for it. Thomas comes up with the offensive rebound. Turnaround jumper's good.
Great job by Thomas going up and battling for that one. We're going to have a lot more of that.
Bendo Jackson from way downtown is too strong, tipped around, and eventually Thomas will come up with a rebound. Tried to do a behind-the-back dribble. It's stolen, and Arcado will try to get things set up. Bendo Jackson being tightly guarded by Rigdon, a little too tightly, and Rigdon, the sophomore, comes up with the first team foul of the night against Del Norte. Coming in for the Warriors, Oscar Banish Jr. And Crab will come out. Quick pass to Bento Jackson. He's at the top of the key, wide open, a full yard behind it. He'll take that, miss it. He's 0 for 3 from 3-point land. Bowdish, the junior, brings it across the timeline to Rigdon. Rigdon, try to penetrate, and that will be an illegal screen by Robeson. Easy call for the officials.
Like a pulling guard, he came right across and laid the block at the top of the key.
9-4 with 4:22 to go here in the opening stanza. Big Five conference battle. Del Norte 1-1. The Tigers 3-0. Bento Jackson gets into the paint. Nice pass inside and a nice basket for Daquan Dunn. That was a beauty. 11-4. Arcata in front.
That was pretty fast. Next level pass.
Bowdish gives it over to Rigdon. He's giving up about 4 or 5 inches. Now Rigdon gives it to Thomas. He'll take the 16-footer, a little too strong, and rebound it by the Tigers. Bento Jackson will push it. Quick pass and swatted out of bounds by Ethan Thomas on the shot.
Great job by Thomas going up and finding it at the high point.
Ty Russell comes in and Weston will come out. Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. 11-4, Arcata leading. Here, midway through the first quarter. Bendo Jackson looking and sends it out to Buettner. He'll take the three, misses, and Thomas comes up with another rebound. Thomas, who has struggled since the start of conference season, trying to find some rhythm, trying to find that mojo he had through the first 8 or 9 games. Lob pass inside to Thomas. He waits a second, puts it up, and puts it in.
Nice patience underneath as he waited for the shot blocker to jump and went up nicely, stopped off the glass.
Thomas has 4. Bento Jackson with the ball. He'll give it up. Drive, shot. Another block shot by Thomas. But the Tigers will keep possession. 20 on the shot clock. Bento Jackson with the ball almost at half court. Kicks it out. 3-pointer on the way. Good.
Ooh, nice stroke from the outside.
That was Luke Motson, the team's leading scorer, almost 17 a game. Warriors down by 8, 14-6, 2:50 to go. First quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Russell trying to muscle his way into the paint, now kicks it out to Robeson. Tries to penetrate against Bento Jackson, can't find some room, so it goes to Bowdish. Now Russell goes baseline, puts it up too strong, but rebounded by Rigdon. Outside to Thomas. He'll take the three. Banks it in.
All day. All day right there, John. Banks open late in Crescent City.
Thomas has 7. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Rigdon. He'll bring the ball up court. No backcourt pressure by the Tigers. They get back in a man-to-man type defense. Rigdon to Robeson. Inside to Thomas. And he has his pass stolen. Fast break. And it's going to be a blocking call against Robeson. Got there an instant late. Crowd doesn't like it.
That is definitely slid in there a little late. I'm going to give the umpire, the referee, the call on that one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But you're going to get that gymnasium every time.
Yeah.
They might buy one down the road with that.
But going to the line will be Monson.
Austin, he's got some hops, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I've seen some YouTube videos of that kid.
This is an athletic and a very young Tiger team. First shot is up, no good.
It does bode well, even though we did win the freshman JV game. They do start 3 sophomores on this varsity squad that is undefeated in league play.
14-9 our score. 2 ticks past 2 seconds left to here in the first quarter. His second one hits the front rim, hits the back rim, and then falls through the cylinder. 15-9. Coach Chris Rice in his second year at Dillard High calling the play. He's going to run some high weave. Thomas has it. Gives it to Bowdish right in front of the Arcata bench. Tries to drive baseline, goes all the way, lays it up, lays it in. Oscar Bowdish with a reverse layup and a thing of beauty. 15-11. Bendo Jackson tries to respond and does with a long two-pointer. He's got four, and it's a six-point lead for the Tigers.
Bento loves these moments like that. He gets fired up.
With it is Bowdish, way out high. Comes to the left, hands it off to Rigdon. He'll take the three, looks good, is good.
A little shake and bake from the wing, three-point bucket for Rigdon.
And Coach Chris Rice calls timeout, and he is fired up.
Some of our legendary Sportscasters Club members include scoreboards brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Halftime show will be brought to you by Lahuchi Hamlet. Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks from the Wild Rivers Adventure. Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate and H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed.
As Mad Dog reported earlier, Delmar's freshman won tonight, 50-38, and Delmar's JVs had a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter and then had to hang on and eventually came home with a 72-67 victory.
Coach Cook's going to have to work on time of possession in the fourth quarter as we continue to keep firing shots like we're down by 20.
Congratulations to the Delmar High girls basketball team. The varsity won last night. Come from behind fashion over Arcata.
Anytime you can go to the Tigers Den and get a win in the Big Five, it's impressive. And the girls did a great job.
Did Delmar's JVs win last night?
No, the JVs lost. They went to 3-1.
And Delmar's freshman team won in dramatic fashion. Bliss Blackburn hitting a three at the buzzer for a two-point victory. Arcata with the ball. Bendo Jackson with it. Rigdon guarding him. Gives it up, drive, shot, foul is going to be called on Russell, and Josea Gomez will go to the line for two.
The Delmar girls did improve to 3-1 in league play, one game behind Eureka, so congratulations to the girls.
So Gomez was the starter to start the season, but when he got hurt, that's when Kalani Buter stepped in and makes the first one. And talking to Coach Kellen Maynard of Arcata, he says when Gomez gets to be 100%, he doesn't know what he's going to do, who's going to start. Makes both free throws.
It's a nice problem to have.
It is.
When you're deciding which 6-3 player to start.
19-14, Arcata in front, less than a minute to play first quarter. Bowdish with the ball, far side. Robeson with a three. Hits the iron, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. They're going to push the pace. Hot ahead. Layup. Menon missed it. Lemke blows a cripple. And Delmar will have a chance to cut the margin. The 5-point Arcata lead. Robeson with the ball way out high. Now to Bowdish at the top of the key. To Rigdon. 3-pointer. No. Rebounded by the Tigers. That's Gomez. He'll hand it off to Bendo Jackson. Shot clock and the game clock are almost identical. So Bento Jackson way outside. Coach Kellen Maynard calling the play. Bento Jackson gives it up and then gets it right back. Down under 10 seconds. Bento Jackson with Rigdon guarding him. Gives it up to Monson. He'll take the shot from in the paint and it falls in at the buzzer.
Better known as a shooter's roll, Johnny.
21-14 after one. Arcata leading Delmar in this Big Five conference battle. We'll be back with the second quarter. After this, we're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delmar Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delmar Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delmar Warrior Sports. broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingham Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Arcata has a 21-14 lead as we get ready to start the second quarter here at Tunin Gymnasium. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here in this Big 5 conference game between the 3-0 Tigers and the 1-1 Warriors. We'll start the second quarter with Arcata getting the ball, and they're going left to right in their black uniforms with the orange lettering and the trim. Bento Jackson passes it. Corner shot, no good by Moxon, and rebounded by Thomas.
Well, I think Moxon and Bento Jackson have been too open on the perimeter, as they haven't made too many.
Bowdish with the ball near the center circle. Gives it to Kai Russell. Hands it off back to Bowdish. Double team. Now to Thomas. Finds Robeson. Long three-pointer on the way. And from the banks of the Smith River, Wyatt Robeson drains a three.
That'll fire up the Tunin Gymnasium crowd right there.
21-17. Arcata in front. Bento Jackson, cross-court pass inside. Double-teamed, and Russell takes away the ball. They call traveling. Nice job double-teaming Kalani Buter.
You know, and that was the question Coach Kellen Maynard had, was physically and when this crowd got into it, if his sophomores could handle that kind of pressure.
He was very concerned about that.
And as this game gets closer and this crowd gets into it, it'll be a gut check for this young Arcata squad.
Bowdish with the ball. Tightly guarded inside to Thomas. Hands it back off to Bowdish. Loses the handle. Double team. Kicks it out to Rigdon. Wide open three on the way. Hits the iron. No good. Bowdish comes down with a rebound. Smallest guy on the court.
Yeah.
Gets the rebound. Goes up strong to the glass and gets fouled. And he'll get two shots for his effort. Luke Lemke gets the foul.
You gotta love it. Going up to the towers right there and having the moxie. The ball fake and go right back up into him. Great job by Bowdish.
Bowdish has actually kind of struggled at the foul line this year. Just 53%. He hasn't had a lot of opportunity from the charity stripe. And that one rims out. Dawson Valeriga comes back in for the Tigers. He's averaging 5.7 a game. Here comes Bowdish, who's averaging 2.2. He makes a free throw. He's going to increase his average. And he does. Three-point cushion now. Arcata in front, 21-18, 6:45 remaining. Drive to the paint. Inside to Dunn. Spin move. Tried to dunk it. Has the ball blocked. And it goes off Dunn. Warriors will get possession and a chance to tie this ball game.
Great job by Kai Russell on the spin move, blocking that shot.
Bowdish bringing the ball up court. The 5'9 junior crossed the timeline, gets it to Thomas. He'll turn around and take the 15-footer off the front rim. Russell comes up with an offensive rebound and then throws the ball away. Tight defense by Robeson. Now Bento Jackson brings the ball up court. Crowd giving him a hard time. Excellent player, future college player. Bento Jackson will take the three. No good. Rebounded, though, inside, and a foul will be called prior to the shot on Del Norte.
This is a great matchup, a great game. This is what you love about the HDN. All the players, all the crowd knows everybody.
Thomas picks up his first five team fouls against the Warriors. Ball is lobbed way into the backcourt. And the Tigers will bring it back up. That's Valeriga. But Bowdy's guarding him. Gets pass. Quick pass inside to Dunn. Boy, that was a pretty pass.
Poor defensive position by Robeson underneath there. Dunn did a great job stealing.
23-18. 5:40 to go. First half on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Bowdish tried to get it into Thomas, and instead we're going to have an easy layup for Gomez. He's got four. And when it was a three-point deficit for Del Norte, just like that, is up to seven. Rigdon with the ball. Inside to Thomas, and he got bumped as he made his turn.
In both runs that Arcata has made, was it when Del Norte turned the ball over in the front court?
Moxon picks up the foul. Cooper Maxwell comes back in. Bowdish will come out after giving Coach Chris Rice some good minutes.
Tons of energy.
Rigdon will inbound underneath his own basket. Looking. Gets it in. Gets it back. Three-pointer from the corner. Bingo!
The kid's a sharpshooter. Ice water in the veins at home as a sophomore.
Rigdon has 6. Del Norte now trails by 4. 25-21. Exactly 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Arcata with the ball to Dunn, way outside. Now to Bendo Jackson. He'll drive on Rigdon. Off balance shot goes up. Nothing doing there. Complete air ball. Rebounded by Russell. Maxwell, the senior. Way out high. Over to Rigdon. Thought about the three. Instead, he'll give it back to Maxwell. Cooper inside to Thomas. Beautiful pass. Easy layup. Timeout called by Del Norte.
Just listen, John. You got to love it.
25-23, 4.5 to go, second quarter.
Four of our Sportscasters Club members include Hambro WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. And Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947.
Boy, both these teams are passing the ball so well, and that's leading to some easy baskets for both teams.
I watched the Del Norte Fortuna game on video, and I can tell you right now the intensity and the efforts they're putting in is night and day.
That is night and day difference. That was the exact term I was going to use, 180-degree difference. It was, I don't want to say a lackadaisical effort, but certainly the intensity meter was not turned up to 10. Tonight it is. And they need it against a very talented, albeit very young, Arcata Tiger team. Bendo Jackson with the ball. He'll give it up. Over to Moxon. Team's leading scorer picks up his dribble. Thomas guarding him. Try to get it inside to Dunn. And it goes out of bounds off Dunn. Warriors get the ball.
Great job by Matt. Great job moving his feet. A lot of post players will want to lean on the offensive player. He did a great job of moving his feet around the player and knocking that ball away.
Warriors trail by 2, almost halfway through the second quarter. Robeson to Maxwell to Rigdon. Step back, corner 3. Yes!
Oh,
the sophomore has come to play. Warriors have a 1-point lead.
He's showing Bento Jackson up right now.
With the ball, Buter gives it up. Now a drive. Stolen by Maxwell. And Cooper's going to slow it down a little bit. Finds. Gets it back. Found Rigdon. Rigdon has it.
The matchup.
Against Meadow Cooper. Now to Maxwell. Over to Robeson. 20 to shoot. Plenty of time. Coach Rice calling the play. Robeson tries to get it in to Thomas, and instead it goes out of bounds. Thomas was trying to make the case that it was tipped out by the Tigers, and he lost the argument.
3:20 left here in the half. Big 3 minutes here for the Warriors.
Tigers with the ball. Outside to Buter. Buter, big 6'5 kid, hands it off to Benno Jackson. Sophomore guarding him, and foul will be called on Rigdon. That is his second. And going to the line will be Bento Jackson. He's got 4 tonight so far. Has been cold from outside. We saw this last year. He's like a microwave, though. He can heat up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Misses the free throw, though.
He doesn't like playing here. As much as he likes to get fired up for big games, in which he is, it might be a little bit too much. He might just have to play within himself a little bit.
His mother, of course, the head women's basketball coach at Humboldt State. I'm sorry.
Cal Poly
Humboldt. He makes the second one. We are tied at 26 with 3:05 to go in the first half. Merritt Crabb with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over Maxwell gets it back. Now to Weston Fitch, who's in the game. To Rigdon, who's got the hot hand. Now to Maxwell, top of the key. Max will shoot with the left hand and score.
What?
Brody Max.
The ball fake 10-footer.
Warriors lead by two. Galerga gets it to Benno Jackson. Thought about taking one from the Surf Hotel. Instead, he'll now try to drive. Kicks it back out to Buter. And Buter traveled. And then he throws the ball away. And that's the one thing you can do to really let the referees know that you don't want any calls to go your way.
You would know. You're an official.
I'm officially an official. 28-26. Del Norte leading. Arcata had the lead early. In fact, they led as many as by eight. And a foul is going to be called on Arcata as Valeriga picks up his second. He was going for the steal and ended up undercutting the sophomore. Just a 14 foul against the Tigers. Luke Lemke comes back in, and Valeriga comes out for Arcata. Thomas, after getting a quick break, comes back in, and Weston Fitch comes out. Thomas, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points this half. He's been in single digits the last three games. With the ball is Crab, way outside. Gets a screen from Matt, and they're going to call an illegal screen.
I didn't see him moving that time.
I think that the problem was he came through it. Rather than set a screen, he set a block.
He went through it. Had a little football play.
Yep. Bendo Jackson with the ball. Cooper Maxwell guarding him. Senior versus senior. Gives the ball up. That's Moxon. Will drive. Tries to get it inside. Scramble for the ball. Everybody diving for it. Two people diving for it. And eventually it goes to Bendo Jackson way outside. Just 12 to shoot. Maxwell guarding him. Gets the screen. Way outside. Bendo Jackson finally gives it up. Down to four and a hole.
Oh,
it's going to be a foul against Arcata.
He's trying to hook Maxwell right there on the low post with three on the shot clock. Great call by the official.
Dunn picks up the foul. Warriors with a two-point lead. 93 seconds to go in the half. Crab with the ball. Being hounded and eventually gets pushed down. Foul will be called. That's the 16 foul.
As Buter plays with his emotions on his sleeve.
Here comes Robeson back in for the Warriors. And coming out will be Rigdon. 1:27 to go. The sophomore Rigdon is... His three-point shooting has gotten Del Norte back in this game and into the lead. Matz with the ball in the far side corner. Now gives it over to Robeson. Outside to Maxwell. The Crab.
No hurry.
Crab hands the ball off, and the ball gets tipped out of bounds, and it will be Warriors' possession. 23 on the shot clock, 1:15 to go in the half.
Value these last couple possessions here. Don't let the Tigers have multiple possessions.
Crab gives the ball over to Maxwell. He'll take it to the other side. Now reverses again. Hands the ball off to ropes and thought about taking a long three. Backed off instead. Now to Crab. Crab goes baseline. Backs off now. Robeson almost loses the handle. And he travels. Yeah, good call. And Coach Rice even nods his head. Yep, that was a travel. Less than a minute to play. Del Norte 28. Arcata 26. Warriors trying to knock off the first place Tigers. Bendo Jackson tries to penetrate. Maxwell cuts him off. Backs up. Three-pointer. Good.
It was a matter of time, John.
And just like that, the Tigers take the lead back. 29-28. Maxwell hands the ball off to Thomas near the center circle. Passes it over to Matt. Now to Crab. Crab tries to penetrate. He's cut off. Maxwell gets it. Robeson thought about the three. Bendo Jackson guarding him. Now Thomas, he'll take that three if he thinks he wants it. Said it'll go to Matt. Ball tipped around after the miss. And now Arcata will play for the final shot. Shot clock is off. 12 seconds to go. Bando Jackson way out. Cooper Maxwell, Dunn set the screen. Now Mats will guard him. They switch. Less than six. Less than five. Bando Jackson, the long three-pointer, no good. Tipped up, tipped in at the buzzer. An athletic play by Luke Moxon. Right as the horn went off, it was clearly in time. And the Tigers will go into the locker room with a 31-28 lead.
A very highly contested first half, just what I expected to see from these two squads. So I'm excited for a big second half.
And I think that was probably the best half of basketball Delmar has played, maybe all season.
It was a great effort on both sides.
We'll be back with the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this with our special guest, Justin Clifton of the Delmar High girls basketball team. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiachi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiachi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiachi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiachi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del
Norte. It's the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Junin Gymnasium, where the Del Norte Warriors trailed 31-28 to the Arcata Tigers here in Big 5 action. And joining us at halftime is head varsity coach for the girls basketball squad, Justin Clifton. Justin, great win last night on the road in the Tigers' den in a game that kind of went back and forth. You trailed a little bit, came back up, and you finished it off. And that's just what you got to do on the road. Sometimes it's not pretty.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't pretty at all, but it's a huge road win. That's always a tough place to play at Arcata. We got a big one tomorrow at another tough place to play, McKinleyville. So just got to keep up the momentum right now and get after it.
You know, Prentice came out for Arcata, fired up in the first quarter, and they took a little bit of a run at you in the first quarter, and they took that two-point lead into the second quarter. You guys outscored them by 10 in the second quarter, 19-9. What kind of fueled that second quarter run for you guys?
I think our bench came in. Our bench came in, did pretty well. We hit a couple threes. Anissa came in, hit a three. And, they just kept that intensity up for the most part.
I think the big thing, you know, you have shifted your starting lineup a couple times, and I think you continue to do it, continuing to look at the matchups you have. It's great. You haven't had tons of teams
right,
where you can change your starting lineup
right,
as to per what you play against. How cool has it been to have such a deep squad this year?
Yeah, it's great, you know, and it, you always got to keep the opposition guessing, you know. Switch it up, mix it up, you know, do different things. But it's nice to be able to go with 9 or 10 kids, you know.
It was great to see a fourth quarter where Anissa and Gianna Taylor both had their legs with them, right?
Right.
And a lot of times they get kind of wore down towards the middle of the game. Not coming off the bench, but still being a key part of the program and of the game. You know, you had Gianna Taylor Gigi knocking down a couple threes in the first half that extended out that lead. How big is it? Big spark for her. And has she been able to kind of embrace kind of the role there and starting role back and forth in that aspect?
Right, no, absolutely. She's embracing it. She knows that, you know, she knows her role for the most part. She knows her role. But that was a huge night for her. She's always had trouble shooting in that gym for whatever reason. And she knocked down two big threes.
It's easy to say you have almost eight starters because they all kind of
we can mix it up any way we want to mix it up. You know, the difference in that game last night, Anissa Bottega took a charge.
Ooh,
down the stretch. Right, so I owe her a cheeseburger for that. But that was a huge, you know, we hit a couple big threes. Lily Dillias hit a couple big threes. But that charge sparked our team, and we were able to finish out strong.
Let's take a look at the Big Five Conference now. Eureka now 4-0. You're 3-1. McKinleyville 2-2. Big matchup tomorrow night against McKinleyville down there. I wouldn't say you stole one at home because it's always you're always the favorite at home. But that was a big game here at home against McKinleyville. How fired up are they going to be down
These
at the home court tomorrow?
Up. Now, we went into this week telling them that this is the biggest week of our season. Three big Division IV schools. And I told them, the biggest week in our season is this week. Three games, three wins is our goal.
I was talking to Eddie Vanuku, the Beast, guy in charge of the Beast down in the Humble area. And I talked to him before the game, and I said, how often have you ever seen an HDN, I don't care, boys, girls, football, whatever sport you want, Division IV state ranking, you have three HDN teams in Division IV ranked in the top seven in the whole state.
Right, yeah, it's
and
rare.
And you have
to
play
that.
Two of them in the next 3 days.
In the next 3 days. It's rare to see that. I've never seen that personally.
You guys at St. Bernard's sitting at 5, McKinleyville 6, and Del Norte at 7, and you play McKinleyville on the road tomorrow and then a matinee 3 o'clock game against St. Bernard's on Saturday. Big two games for you guys. Big two games for the HDN. It's going to be a great contest.
It's going to be a fun night tomorrow night. The girls got to bring it. And you know, if we come away with two victories, there's no way we can't be holding that two seed strong.
Things didn't fall the way the Panthers wanted to in the first matchup as Soren Lewis, their point guard, picked up two fouls in the first 2 minutes. But she had to sit the majority of the first half. What are you expecting tomorrow night from the Panthers? And obviously, things might not fall quite that way. So what are going to be your challenges?
They're going to come out in the zone. They're going to trap Lily Nunez, come out in the zone, and they're going to make our other guards beat us. So, like I said, we got to get after it tomorrow night. We're a little bit more prepared for them this go-around. Number 11 on their team, I'm not sure what her name is, but number 11 on their team, we're going to lock her down. She's not going to come out and get away with 13, 14 points on us like that.
Tatum Fisher ended up with a late 11 points. Yeah. She had 5 in the second, 5 in the third. That 10 points was a huge swing for the Fortuna team. They were led by Gabby Watson that came off the bench. She had 12. She had a big first quarter. They had a big first quarter period, 16 points.
Yeah.
That was their biggest quarter of the game. They're going to be at home. How big is it for you guys to match that intensity off the get-go?
It's huge. You know, last year I told the returners last year we had a 26-point lead going into halftime, 25-point lead going into halftime last year, and we ended up losing that game. So a lot of these girls were sophomores and juniors last year. So I told them it's a revenge game, you know.
Coach, big game here for the Del Norte boys. 1-1 in conference play. Anytime an undefeated HDN team comes to Tuna Gymnasium, the crowd gets into it, the big crowd. What do the Warriors got to do here in the second half?
Just keep doing what they're doing. We are by far the stronger team, more physical team. Arcata's very finesse. They've hit a few outside shots, but they do not like to be bumped around at all. And our boys are bringing it.
I think the big thing was Coach Kellen Maynard did talk about it. Three sophomores starting for the JV squad, I mean for the varsity squad, and he did worry about that physicality. And I think that, like you said, it is going to be a key for the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, our 5'11" to 6 foot guys are pushing around their 6'4" guys, so it's fun to watch.
We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, Coach Clifton. We'll be down in McKinleyville. I'll have live game action, tip off 7:30, pregame at around 7:20. Coach, good luck tomorrow, and go Warriors.
Absolutely, let's get it done.
Hey, thank you, Justin, very much. Coach Justin Clifton, we talked a little bit about it. State ranking for Division IV, St. Bernard's 5, McKinleyville 6, Del Norte 7, John. You don't see that in the the HCN give that kind of reputation in state ranking.
I want to talk briefly about the Del Norte High School wrestling team. On the 17th, Del Norte extended its conference dual meet record 6 years. You know how long that is? You used to have hair back then. The last time they lost, you had hair. They beat Fortuna 46-30, getting pins. Alex Osborne, James Jensaw, Colton Chad, and Jace Mendonia. Oh, and RJ Lofton got pins as well. Del Norte girls won as well. Warriors continue to dominate on the mat. Well, this has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Where else are they going to put the Hiuchi Hamlet? Warriors were led in the first half by Ethan Thomas, who had 9, and Lion Rigdon, who had 9 as well. Arcata was faced by Brandon Bento Jackson. He had 8. Luke Moxon had 8, including an amazing tip at the buzzer. And Daquan Dunn had 6.
So Arcata sees what it's all about. They settled down at halftime. Let's see if the Warriors can keep up that intensity they had in the first half and try to stymie this Arcata team.
Warriors will start the half with the ball, going left to right in their white uniforms with the blue numbers. Way outside is Maxwell, finds Robeson, trying to get it inside, hands it off to Crabb. Crabb will take it around the horn to Maxwell. The senior, looking, swings it over to Crabb. 12 on the shot clock, Crabb will drive, he'll shoot, hits the rim, falls off, rebounded by Thomas, and he scores. No, make that match. He's got 4, and Del Norte trails by 1.
Great job by Brody.
Moxon kicks it out to Valeriga. His three-pointer short. Thomas goes high for the rebound. His best game since the conference season started by far. Robeson, long three-pointer, misses. Rebounded by Dunn. Maxwell almost comes up with a steal, but eventually gets it to Valeriga. Grab guarding him, Valeriga, to Bento Jackson. Drive now by Buter. Inside the gun.
Great look underneath, little low game.
Another terrific pass. Both teams have been outstanding in that department. 3-point lead for the Tigers. Warriors with the ball. The Crab trapped. The Thomas, 3-pointer off the iron, and we got a foul underneath. It'll be against Del Norte.
Math might have got caught. Nope. Cooper Maxwell.
That's his first team foul of the half. 33-30 our score on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. John Fritchie, John Horner with you here at Del Norte High. Tune in Gymnasium. Big 5 conference battle between the Tigers and the Warriors. Valeriga, 3-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Matt. Del Norte will bring the ball up court. Coach Rice calling out play number 2. Gives it to Robeson, thought about a long three, instead passes to Matt. Outside the three-point line, inside to Maxwell. Now they'll bring it back around, Crabb with it. 15 to shoot, inside to Thomas. Gets the man up, puts it in. He's got 11.
Great patience by Thomas underneath, guarded by Mox.
Down to 1. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Matt.
Matt cleaning up the board.
Warriors with a chance to retake the lead. Grab gives it over to Maxwell, the senior, looking, fires it over to Matt, outside, Thomas, 3, no. Almost grabbed by the Warriors. Instead, the Tigers bring it right to left. Bento Jackson, outside to Mawson, back to Bento Jackson, trying to drive on Maxwell, and Maxwell will pick up the blocking foul. That is his second of the half, second of the game.
I love how the Warriors are defending Bento Jackson. No fear guarding him and pressing him up against him.
One of the smoothest players we've seen in the Big 5 Conference in a long time. Kicked out to Bento Jackson. He'll take the 15-footer. Awkward shot. Missed it. Gets his own offensive rebound. Brings it back up. Looking to shoot the three. Instead, he'll give it up. Robeson all over it. Now, Bento Jackson. Far side to Valeriga. Here drives. tries to get it inside the gun. Now Bendo Jackson thought about the three. I thought sure he's going to take it. Instead, he'll kick it out and throws it almost out of bounds. Crazy sequence. Now Bendo Jackson launches one and nails it.
You just knew something was going to break there. What a great defensive effort by the Warriors. That possession, though.
Bendo Jackson has 11, and it's a four-point lead for the Tigers. Grab to Matt outside near the top of the key. Thomas with it now. To Robeson, the team's best three-point shooter. Bendo Jackson guarding him. Now to Maxwell. Over to Crabb. He'll take the three. No. Battle for it. Rebounded by Bendo Jackson. He'll push the pace. 2-on-2 fast break. Loses the handle and picked up by Maxwell. He outlets it to Matt, who loses it. Gets it back. Inside. Puts it up with the left hand and scores.
You gotta like it. Matt's getting it back.
Matt has six. Down to two again. 36-34. Bendo Jackson, a long three-pointer is good. And timeout is called by Del Norte. 39-34 with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Arcata leading the Warriors.
Say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes a difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to community. Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matters. And Del Norte Office Supply, for all your office supplies, furniture, and gifts too. Now on 3rd and 8th Street in Crescent City.
Brandon Bento Jackson, who started out cold from three-point land, missing his first four or five, has warmed up dramatically. Two in a row here in the third quarter to stretch Arcata's lead to 5-39-34. Warriors will bring the ball up court. Thomas will do the honors.
Rigdon back in.
Rigdon, who had three three-pointers of his own in the first half, gives it over to Bowdish, who played well in the first half as well. Rigdon now at the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Does. Kicks it back out to Bowdish. Bowdish penetrates himself. Stops. Throws up an off-balance shot. That's not the shot that Coach Rice wants to see from his junior. Rebounded by the Tigers. Bendo Jackson, a little razzle-dazzle, puts the shot up off the front rim. Rebounded by Matt. Bowdish looks over, gets his marching orders from Coach Rice. He'll take it to the left side, now reverses to Thomas. Thomas gets a screen from Matt, out to Rigdon, three-pointer, hits the side of the backboard. Bendo Jackson, 2-on-3, he'll take the shot from the top of the key, misses. Rebounded by the Tigers, and putting the basket in is Josiah Gomez. He's got six. And what had been a one-point deficit is stretched out now to seven. 8 points is the biggest Tiger lead. Del Norte is led by as many as two. Rigdon, double-teamed to Matt. Quick pass inside to Thomas. Beautiful pass and an easy basket.
The gamble doubled up on top against Rigdon, and the Warriors made to pay two passes away.
Brody Matt's playing very well tonight for Del Norte. Outside, and a foul's going to be called on Robeson. He got a little too aggressive. That's his second.
I'm a little chippy.
Ty Russell,
the regulator,
comes in. Matt comes out, gets a round of applause from his teammates. Ty Russell, 5'11", and about 220 pounds. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, and he plays basketball like it, which is a benefit. Tigers looking to penetrate. They have to kick it out. Three-pointer, good. As that's Dawson Galarraga with his first points of the night. And it's 44-36.
Tigers starting to warm up from the perimeter.
Bowdish gets it across the timeline. Gets a great screen from Thomas. Nearly blocked, knocked the defender off. But Bowdish gets tied up. And it will be Arcata ball.
Last place you want to do is lose your dribble down on the in the corner right there.
Thomas set a screen that the Arcata Tiger will remember for a while. Into the corner to Valeriga. He drives and blocking foul as Robeson hopes to pick up the charge. Instead, he picks up his third. Fourth team foul against Del Norte. Tigers still without a foul this half. And Keith Altizer will come in with the mop to clean up the sweat and the paint. Tomorrow night, we'll be in McKinleyville, right?
McKinleyville tomorrow. It's a long stretch for us, John.
Yeah. As the girls will travel to take on the Panthers. Del Norte won when those two teams met here. Valeriga makes the first. Maxwell comes back in. Bowdish comes out. And coming in for Del Norte will be Colin Trombol, the 5'11 junior. Valeriga's second shot is also good. And it's the biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. 10 points, 46-36, 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Trombol with the ball. Dribbles once, gives it to Thomas. Now the far side to Rigdon. The sophomore dribbles once, gives it to Maxwell. Inside to Thomas, he'll try to drive, gets cut off. Still with the ball, swings it out to Trombol. To Maxwell, Cooper inside to Thomas. He'll try to push his way in. Shot goes up, shot goes in. Great look by Thomas. Good flare up, finger roll from about 6 foot. Ethan has 15. It's an 8-point lead for Arcata. Valeriga drives, throws up a prayer. It's not answered. Battle for it underneath. It goes out of bounds. We got a jump ball. It will be Warriors' possession. 55 seconds to go. Del Norte trying to cut the lead. Tigers on a nice run for Coach Kellen Maynard, who didn't like the out-of-bounds call. Trombol breaks pressure easily, gets it to Russell, back out to Rigdon. He'll drive, stop, shot, up, no, foul. Rigdon will go to the line for two.
Probably could have got called for the travel there, but got away with one, I think.
Valeria gets foul number two, and Rigdon will go to the line for the first time tonight for two.
Big free throws here for the sophomore.
He had nine in the first half, been held scoreless so far here in the third quarter. Sophomore puts it up. The sophomore puts it in. And the 10-point lead has been whittled down to seven. And Rigdon House will have a chance to slice it down to six. The right-hander puts it up, and it's good. 46-40, 44 seconds to go on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Benno Jackson kicks it out, three-pointer up by Moxon, no good. Battle for it. Coming down with it is Thomas. He'll give it to Maxwell. Almost identical on the shot clock and the game clock. Maxwell to Thomas, way outside. Swings it over to Trombol. Trombol to Rigdon, out still, way outside, 15 to shoot. Russell will try to drive. Kicks it out. Trombol, three. Too strong. Misses everything. Benzo Jackson brings the ball up court. Rigdon guarding him. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Rammed it home. Luke Lemke.
Finishing quarters.
They've done it very well tonight, has the Arcata Tigers. They'll go into the fourth quarter with a 49-40 lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingram Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
8 minutes of regulation basketball to play here in Tunum Gymnasium. Arcata 49, Delnor 40. And we'll start the fourth quarter with Arcata inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Brandon Benzo-Jackson will give it up over to Lemke of the Tigers. He finds Gomez, swings it out, now bring it back to Benzo-Jackson. Tigers being patient with a 9-point lead. Gomez will take the shot at the top of the key, misses it, rebounded by Lemke. He'll put it up with a left hand, and it falls in.
5 straight points for Lemke, out to 11-point lead.
Not the most graceful shot we ever saw, but it went in. That was the key. An 11-point lead for the Tigers. And the pass is thrown away. Warriors get it back. They promptly throw it away again. Benzo-Jackson with Robeson guarding him. Benzo-Jackson between the legs, dribbling with the left hand. Now switches to the right, gets in the paint. Finds a wide-open teammate who promptly loses the handle. Crabb comes up with it to Thomas. He jumps in, Euro step, lays it in. And timeout will be called by Chris Rice as Ethan Thomas has 17, and it's a 9-point lead for the Tigers, 51-42.
More of our Sportscasters Club members include Big Barron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Babbling Henry Car Wash, get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. L&L Design and Construction, Commercial, Residential, Construction, new, now licensed in Oregon. And McDonald's. Stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! And more John Parsons Services. For one-on-one service and support with the winning edge, see the team at More John Parsons Services.
Arcata comes into this game in first place in the Big 5 Conference with a 3-0 record. Delnor tied for third place with McKinleyville with a 1-1 record. On Friday night, we'll be back here at Tunum Gymnasium as the Panthers will come to town for what could end up being a deciding game on which team gets into the Humboldt Delnor League Championship. Top three teams from the Big 5 and the top two from the Little 4 advance.
Yep. This is a big week for basketball. Sort of the rubber meets the road right here in the as we make the turn into the second half.
Earlier tonight, Delnor's freshmen and Delnor's JVs captured victories over the Tigers.
That would be interesting if they played the Panthers.
That'd be, unique. Arcata with the ball, Benzo-Jackson way outside. Gives it up into the far side corner. Thomas guarding, out to Lemke, he'll take the three, misses that one. Battle for it. Everybody after it. It ends up in the hands of the Tigers. They miss a shot.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Battle underneath between Thomas and Moxon.
I don't know where that came from, but Warriors have the ball. Merrick Crabb throws it away. And just like that, Coach Rice says he wants his sophomore, Lyon Rigdon, back in the game.
The spark plug. Down by 9.
So it's Maxwell, Thomas, Rigdon, Robeson, and Matt on the floor for the Warriors. 51-42. Warriors trailing on the Citizens Hospital scoreboard. Benzo-Jackson, quick pass into the corner, and Thomas blocks the three. Loose ball goes to Benzo-Jackson, goes to the corner. Now he changes direction. He'll take some time off the clock. Heady player. Maxwell guarding him. Quick pass, far side, three-pointer, no. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Goodness.
Shot goes up, misses. Warriors come down with it, and a foul will be called on Gomez.
This is an easy one, a little frustration foul by Gomez. Great defensive effort that possession for the Warriors.
Just the second team foul against the Tigers. Warriors have 4. 5:50 to go in regulation. 51-42. Warriors trail by 9. They've trailed by as many as 11. Rigdon with the ball. Far outside. Gives it over to Maxwell. As outside. Oh. Robeson long 3 off the front iron. Battle for it. Maxwell hits the deck but can't come up with a loose ball.
He shot that from the Mike Whalen field.
Tigers have the ball. That's Moxon at the top of the key. Back out to Benzo Jackson. Ball high over his head. Now back to Moxon. His shot is blocked. Second three-pointer that Thomas has blocked in the last 30 seconds. Rigdon outside. Maxwell, history. Looks good. It's good.
Cooper. He had 11, Johnny.
Just his fourth three-pointer of the season. Cuts the deficit to six. Benno Jackson with a floater. No good. Tipped around. Rigdon comes down with it. Out to Robson. Down the right side of the court. He's stealing a three-pointer off the front. Landing it back out. Benno Jackson with the rebound. Where to Gomez. Robson guarding him. Ball's tipped and a foul will be called on Del Norte. And Robson picks up foul number four. Del Norte's best three-point shooter.
When the Warriors get rolling, it's super.
And timeout's called by Arcata.
I can tell you, Warriors, when they get rolling, they have to find that composure. Even though you've made a couple big buckets, next time down the floor, you got to value those possessions. Like Wyatt on that last one, right? It would have been great to knock down that three and cut it to three. But at the same time, the Warriors, when they get going, it's in that half-court set and they get good looks.
Gellner has started the third quarter on a 5-2 run. And it cut what had been a 49-40 deficit at the end of three down to 51-45.
More of our Sportscasters Club members include Econutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services in Crescent City and Brookings. And Brian's Beach Dog. Relish today, catch up tomorrow. Grab a dog and more in Harbor.
Tomorrow night, Del Norte's girls will be in McKinleyville. Listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 or DelNorteSports.com with the one and only Mad Dog John Horner on the microphone. And then Friday night, back here for boys basketball action as McKinleyville comes to town to take on the Warriors, with yours truly handling the play-by-play duty.
Yours truly.
Gomez will inbound for Arcata. They get it inside. Beautiful little spin move, but blocked from behind by Thomas, but getting it right back and scoring was Moxon. He's got 10, and it's 53-45. Warriors trailing. Bowdish, the junior, across the timeline. Quick pass to Thomas. Back to Bowdish. Stops, pops, up, misses, and rebounded by the Tigers.
Not a good look.
Bando Jackson. Ball way outside, the senior. One of the conference's very best players, if not the best. Rigdon, the sophomore, guarding him. He has to give it up. Now to Gomez near the top of the key. Robson guarding him. Back to Benno Jackson. Under 15 to shoot. Benno Jackson drives, puts up the runner, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled, and we'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Rigdon picks up his third. Benno Jackson, 14 points tonight. 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Now 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Next, Del Norte foul will put the Warriors, will put the Tigers, I should say, in the bonus. And with just 2 Arcata fouls, the Tigers can play very aggressive defense. Misses the shot. Battle for it. Dunn ends up with it. Hits the ground. And a jump ball is going to be called as Dunn and Matt are not going to be exchanging Christmas cards, I don't think.
No, probably not this year.
Brody Matz, who takes no prisoners.
Here, check the score. We got the score right on.
It says 54-45 on the scoreboard.
Is that what you got?
45, 49, 50, 51. Yes, that's what I have. Less than 4 minutes to go.
Then we'll go with it.
Rigdon with the ball. Thought about the three. Instead, will pick up his dribble. The Bowdish to Robson, three-point. That was rushed. That was a rushed three-pointer, and it barely grazed the front of the rim.
Terrible two looks for the Warriors the last two times down with over 25 on the shot clock.
Benno Jackson gives it up. Inside to Dunn. He has the ball poked away by Thomas, and Dunn will get the foul on a two-point takedown. Dunn's second foul, third team foul. They should get near foul points, too.
Yeah. Warriors got to move the ball around like they've done in the past successfully. Six, eight passes, reverse the ball, get good looks.
Rickon with the ball on the far side, looking to get it inside to Thomas. He does. Has the ball poked away in the paint, hands it off to Matt. His shot is blocked, but will get to go to the free throw line and take two.
Great job by Thomas as he lost the handle in the middle of the key. He dumped it off to Matt, and he went up strong.
Moxon picks up his second foul, fourth team foul. Matt, who really struggled at the free throw line to start the season but has improved dramatically the last few games, swishes that one. 54-46, 3:01 remaining. Dribbles the ball three times. The left-hander puts it up. Two of them in a row. And Delnort now trails 54-47. Edo Jackson with Rigdon guarding him way outside. They switch. Robeson now takes over. They switch back. Gives it up into the paint. Shot blocked by Thomas. That has to be his fourth or fifth block shot of the night. Thomas trying to take it all the way. Gives it over to Matz. Gets bumped and stolen by the Tigers. Shot goes up and in, and a foul will be called on Delnort as Thomas was hoping to get the charge. That was a tough one to try to get. Yeah. For Ethan, that's just his second. Give the basket to Luke Moxon. And now he'll have the chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
You see this Tiger squad. They're tired. The Warriors are tired. This has been a very physical game.
But a physical game played at a high level for both teams. Moxon makes the free throw, and it's back to a 10-point lead with 2:30 to go, and timeout is called on the court.
Warriors Sportscasters Club members include Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Center Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. Lisa McCallum, State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Road in Brookings and in Crescent City.
Here tonight is the commissioner of the Six Rivers Basketball Officials Association, Mike Garvey, formerly the head coach at Eureka.
Formerly the girls' basketball coach at McKinleyville. He was a boys' basketball coach at McKinleyville, head basketball coach at Eureka. He's been everywhere. Coached everywhere.
I think he was scouting for talent.
Think he was?
Yeah.
He was watching you, Mr. Pritchard?
Nah, he wasn't watching.
Did he get you to sign on the dotted line yet?
Yeah, but I did stuff his shoe with paper. Warriors with the ball. Robeson's three-pointer is no good, and it goes out of bounds off Arcata.
That couldn't have been what Coach drew up out of the timeout. Was a 20-footer for Robeson with 30 on the shot clock.
Delnort trails by 10 with 2:21 to go. Looking for a rally. Lobbed out to Maxwell. To Thomas, way outside. He'll take the long three and doesn't hit iron. Hits the backboard. And Coach Rice just shaking his head in frustration. Bendo Jackson will take time off the clock. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Delnort down by 10. Rigdon tightly guarding him. Bendo Jackson will try to drive. Gets past Rigdon. Kicks it out to down. To it. Down. And back. 10 on the shot clock. Ball poked away by Rigdon, but tracked down by Bendo Jackson. Inside to Gomez. He'll put the shot up, and he will get fouled, and we'll go to the line for a pair of free throws with 1:44 to go.
We're all of a sudden trying to block every shot and hit every three-pointer. Way out of our comfort zone and out of our identity of how we got into this game.
Gomez for two. Right-hander puts it up, leaves it short. Coming in for Arcata is Buter. Dunn will go out. Delmore will almost have to score on this possession. Misses both. Matz with the rebound. Matz with the rebound to Thomas. To Robeson, tries to penetrate. He takes a hurried three-pointer. Misses, picked around. Bento Jackson gets the rebound and gets fouled hard by Robeson. And that is the senior's fifth foul, and he'll come off the court. And Bento Jackson will go to the line. 94 seconds to go. And a chance to make this a four-possession game.
Warriors got to keep it within themselves here.
This is after playing really solid basketball for three quarters. Delnort has launched too many rushed, hurried threes. As Benno Jackson makes the first, he'll get a second.
Kind of lost their identity a bit.
Warriors will try to bounce back on Friday right here at Tunin Gymnasium against the Panthers in McKinleyville. Benno Jackson misses that one. But the 11-point lead, 58-47. Into the game is Antonetti for the Warriors. Ball stolen. Eventually, Thomas comes up with it. He lays it up and in. And timeout is called by Delnort as Thomas has 19. 120 remaining, 58-49. Arcata leading Delnort.
Warriors got to find a way. They can get right back in this right here. They're going to have to get a stop in the situation. If Bento doesn't have it, we can get in the foul game here in a lot of different ways. They aren't shooting great from the free throw line. So we can get right back into this, but they're going to have to extend out the game a little bit here.
Earlier tonight, Delnort's freshman won 50-38. JV's won a wild one, 72-67. Delnort was leading by 20 going into the fourth quarter and then had to hang on for dear life. You've got the standings. Let's go ahead and cover them while we have a chance.
The Big Five boys standings right now, as we start before this game started, it was Arcata 3-0, 10-6 overall. McKinleyville 1-1, Fortuna 2-2, Delnort 1-1, and Eureka 0-3. With a loss here, Delnort could fall to 1-2, and like you said, that game Friday night could be a really, really big game on when it comes to the seeding for the Dick Nicolai.
The one thing that does bode well for Delnort is kind of an odd schedule. Almost all
they have one more away game.
Away game, and everything else is going to be here in Tunin Gymnasium. Full court pressure by Delnort. They get the ball to Benno Jackson. He gets it across the timeline. Rigdon guarding him, trying to force something, and there's the foul. And that sends Benno Jackson to the line for two as Delnort is in the double bonus.
As Coach Rice was talking about him, is you wanted to double Bento, let him get rid of it, and then foul. The double didn't come, so Rigdon had no choice.
First free throw is good. Tell you what, this is going to be a very good Arcata team next year and the year after that. It is very young. But they are big. They will lose Bento Jackson as he makes the second. Coming into the game for Delnort, Aiden Antonetti comes back in, and Bowdish will take a seat. Full court pressure now by the Tigers. Rigdon with the ball, across the timeline, travel, but they didn't call it. Instead, Antonetti will take a monster three-pointer, misses it. Tigers get the ball, and a foul. No, they're going to say it is on.
Foul on Bento.
Bento. That's just his first, and just the 15th foul. 102 remaining, 60-49. Arcata in front. Three-point shot up, partially blocked. Antonetti's shot comes up short. Bento Jackson drops the timeline, and committing the foul will be Thomas to send Bento Jackson back to the line.
Taking a look at the Big Five girls standing. Eureka 4-0, Delnort 3-1, McKinleyville 2-2, and the exact opposite. The girls are going to be on the road for four of their last five games.
Bento Jackson misses the free throw. He's now 5 of 9.
Maybe they're fouling the right one.
Here's the second. That one's good. Full court pressure again by the Tigers. And Thomas throws one to the cheerleaders. She was open. I don't know who he was trying to pass the ball to. Turnover by the Warriors, and Benno Jackson will come out. And gets high fives from his teammates. 61-49 our score. As Arcata appears poised to improve to 4-0 in Big 5 conference play. Traveling call, turnover by the Tigers. And the Warriors headed to 1-2 in conference and 8-11 overall. This is a Delmar team that just has not been able to find a consistent rhythm as timeout is called on the court.
You know, and you talked about a little bit of it in the last break. It was a great three, almost three and a half quarters, and the Warriors, the moment just got a little big for them as Arcata opened up that 8-9 point lead with about 4 minutes left in the game. The Warriors felt that they needed to press a little bit more than they needed to, and a couple ill-advised shots, ill-advised possessions, with in turn Arcata really feeding off that and getting a couple buckets. And once they got to 10 points, they've just kept that for the last 3 or 4 minutes.
As we mentioned during the Hiachi Hamlet halftime report, Delmar's wrestling team knocked off Fortuna 46-30. Delmar has not lost a Humboldt Delmar League dual meet in 6 years. So congratulations to Coach Shad and his team. Girls also won. Rigdon will throw the ball to Crab, who has been held scoreless tonight after having a terrific game against Fortuna. Thomas will take the three, misses, gets his own rebound, drives right in, kicks it back out. Maxwell for the three. That's no good. Thomas fights for the rebound, tracks it down, loses the handle, and goes out of bounds. 17 seconds to go. Full court pressure by Delnort. And the Tigers throw the ball away. Maxwell almost loses the handle. Drives in, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers, and that will wrap things up. Coach Rice says don't foul. And the Warriors give it a great effort, especially, as we said, for three and a half quarters. But in the end, first place Arcata will drive south with a 61-49 win over the Warriors. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Sports.
It's time now for the Delnor Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We'll have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next. And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Moore John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Community Clinic offers pediatric care with pediatrician Dr. Nassery and certified pediatric PA Susie Schwartz. If your infant or child is in need of a pediatrician's care, please call Sutter Coast Community Clinic to get set up as a new patient. Dr. Nassery and PA Susie Schwartz offer wonderful care and look forward to serving your pediatric needs. For an appointment, call 707-464-6715. And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Del Norte falls to 1-2 in Big 5 conference play, 8-11 overall, as Arcata comes to Tunin Gymnasium and captures a 61-49 victory to improve to 3-0 in the conference standings. And Mad Dog, I thought this was for really about three and a quarter quarters. Del Norte played perhaps its best ball of the season. But once Arcata flexed its muscles a little bit, got that 8-10 point lead, Del Norte made some ill-advised shots and was unable to recover.
You know what? It was a great effort by Del Norte. Nothing to hang your head about. That Arcata squad is very good, very talented, very long, and has very good scoring ability. The Warriors played great defense all night. Even in the last 4 or 5 minutes, I felt like defensively and rebound-wise, they did a great job. Offensively, didn't execute down the stretch. That happens in games. Unfortunately, it was against the game. They had a chance to get back in and win, but at the same time, that team played so much harder tonight than they did last game in Fortuna. It bodes well for the next 3 games here at home, and I'm excited to see what the Warriors do.
You're absolutely correct. Del Norte played with a lot more intensity, a lot more heart than they played in Fortuna, and that, while you never want moral victories, it certainly will warm the heart of Coach Rice when he looks at the film and see how hard his team played, especially in relationship to how it played in Fortuna. Let's take a look at the scoring for the Tigers. They were led by Brandon Bento Jackson, who came in. The senior had 19 points. Luke Moxon was held 3.5 under his average. He had 13. With 8 was Daquan Dunn. Joshua Gomez had 6. Having 5 was Kalani Buter. Luke Lemke had 5, including a 3 at the buzzer, and also
the next quarter.
And also with 5 was Dasa Valeriga. Playing but not scoring for Arcata. Not many. That's it. They played everybody. Everybody that played scored. For Del Norte, Warriors were led by Ethan Thomas, a bounce-back game for the senior. He finished with 19 points, 5 blocked shots, and led the team in rebounds as well. Lyon Rigdon had 11 as his 3-point shooting got Del Norte back into the game in the second quarter. Brody Matz played an outstanding game at both ends of the court. He had 8. With 5 was Wyatt Robeson. That's well under his average. And with 3 each, Cooper Maxwell and Oscar Bowdish. Playing but not scoring, Weston Fitch. Barry Crabb, who against Fortuna finished with 16 points, was held scoreless. In fact, I don't think he got off maybe more than 1 or 2 shots all night. Aiden Antonetti played but did not score. Kai Russell played but did not score. And Colin Trumbull played but did not score. So on Friday night, we will be back here at Tunin Gymnasium as McKinleyville comes to town in a game that has a great deal of meaning for both teams. The winner will be in the driver's seat for that third and final spot in the Humboldt-Del Norte League Championship, a.k.a. the Dick Nicolai Tournament.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big game. Bounce-back game for the Warriors. Homecoming Friday night for Del Norte. As McKinleyville, it's going to be a huge game for Del Norte here at Tunin Gymnasium.
You'll want to be here in Tunin Gymnasium, but if you can't, you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 FM or DelNorteSports.com. Tomorrow night, it will be the Mad Dog in McKinleyville for girls basketball action. Warriors who won last night over Arcata will take on the Panthers. That's going to be a 7:30 p.m. start. Once again, listen live on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com.
I was talking to Coach Clifton at halftime. This is one of the biggest stretch of 2 games for the Del Norte Warriors girls basketball program in a long time. As they take on McKinleyville tomorrow night in a Division IV North Coast section ranking, McKinleyville's ranked 3, Del Norte 4. And then on Saturday, we'll be back in action as we travel to St. Bernard's, and St. Bernard's is ranked number 2 in North Coast section. So a couple of big games for the Lady Warriors as we hit the road starting tomorrow night. I can't wait for that game.
Mad Dog, your final thoughts before we call it an evening.
You know, hats off to the Warriors. I thought they responded well this week. They faced an Arcata team that is very high-powered offensively and very talented, and they went toe-to-toe for them for 3.5 quarters. I thought they did a great job defensively and matched the intensity all night.
Well, that should wrap things up here at TuneIn Gymnasium, where Dale Norton falls to Arcata 61-49. A fancy hat, tip of the hat to our engineer without peer, JD, back at the KPOD World Headquarters. For Mad Dog, John Horner, Mad Dog, thank you so much tonight for all the help. I really do appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night in McKinleyville. For Mike O'Brien of KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, thank you very much. I'm John Pritchett. And also, thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. If you get a chance, stop into these fine businesses that make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible and say thank you. Once again, our final score tonight. Arcata 61, Del Norte 49. We'll talk to you tomorrow night as Del Norte's girls take on McKinleyville. Good night, everybody. Take care, be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iucci Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.